Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are going to give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to give you some tips on helping your child with a sleepover.
You help them sleep?
Help them sleep.
Ambien.
Well, you know,
Ambien.
Sleepover started.
Ambien in the hot chocolate.
That's the way to fly? Mm-hmm. Sleepover started back, I believe, back in the early 60s or 70s.
Maybe for you.
No, that they weren't
had to
around.
Be around forever.
No, they were not. They
what
were
do you
not
mean?
Around
no?
forever.
No, kids didn't sleep over it, in
this
the
became 20s? This. Most kids did not sleep over at their friends. This really started as once people started moving out into the suburbs, this became quite a trend. Now, here's the deal. Most kids, you know, when you talk about sleepovers, kids love them, but there's it raises a whole bunch of issues because especially with the parent and the child, the separation, especially if it's the first time, sleeping in a strange place. And also, you also have to deal with the fact that you're sleeping at someone else's house. They have different rules than you may have. So those are issues that you have to make sure that you cope with prior to the kid sleeping over. It always works best if the first sleepover is with a family that the kid is very, very comfortable with, you know, very, you know, almost like they're best friends of the family. And you also have to know your own child and the other family you have to know real well. And so there are no surprises. The other thing is you need to know, and what's a good age for this leaf to do this?
18.
18 is perfect.
No. That's
right. 8 or 9 is probably is a good age to start. But kids can have anxiety at any age.
And you
age.
Want it to be the first one nearby.
Right.
That call at 12 o'clock at night.
And you know you're going to get it.
You want to walk there. You know, you don't want to be driving 10 miles.
You know. That's true. I've lived that. You know, there's a potential for, you know, if things don't go well, that you may get that call. The other thing you also have to worry about is if the child, you know, goes to the bathroom in the bed. That's another issue.
Always shrink wrap your child before sending them out on a sleepover.
No, so these are issues that you really have to cope with. You have to know your kid. You have to know these things. You don't want to put them in a situation where they're going to feel super uncomfortable. Again, start out with someone that you know. And also,
who don't have nice sheets.
And then,
don't do a first sleepover if they have those fine Egyptian cotton sheets. That's not a good move.
Yeah, no. And, you know, it may help also to have your child bring their favorite pillow or their favorite blanket as well. That might help them get along as well.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.